How do you feel about this album?
I feel great about this album. I worked with a really talented producer, Evan Brass, and it turned out really well, actually better than I expected.
Okay, so you're a classically trained musician. How do you think that gives you an edge over, you know, your standard bubblegum pop or just like your mainstream musician?
I think that definitely the training in terms of my guitar training and music theory has helped me as a songwriter, for sure. It helps me develop better melodies and also create really interesting guitar solos, which I have in a lot of my songs.
Yes, I have to mention that because listening to it, I love Weezer. I grew up on bands Weezer and, just really good 90s, you know, guitar fueled like pop punk and rock and stuff like that. And it feels like you've got a lot of that inside you. What'd you listen to growing up?
Weezer, and of course Weezer. I have so many Weezer references. I love the Beach Boys, and those are really the two bands that are highlighted in this album. I also really like the Smashing Pumpkins, Hole, Fountains of Wayne, so many 90s bands that I loved when I was growing up.
Okay, I also get the feeling listening to the album that it's not that you're holding anything in, but you could get like so much more grittier if you wanted to. Is that possible, or is this like the kind of like the range where you're comfortable?
Oh, totally. The songs are pretty personal already, mm-hmm. but definitely for a future album, I've been really digging deep into my songwriting. A lot of my material comes from old diary entries, believe it or not, from when I was a little kid, and I go back to like my live journal or my Zanga site and look for inspiration in those websites, and even like physical diaries, yeah.
Okay, so considering that, how important do you feel the lyrics are to your music? I mean, as you said before, the guitar stuff is solid, you know, but the lyrics, how important are those to you?
Lyrics are really important to a song. I believe that they really send, they should have a message. They don't have to for every song, but they really set the tone, and they should pretty much match the music.
Okay. Speaking of your childhood, like you were talking about before, you're an East Coast almost, what is it, like a transplant? You went from like the East Coast, or you're a West Coast transplant. You went from the East Coast to the West Coast. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it affected you musically?
Well, I grew up in northern New Jersey in a little suburb, and I think that really affected me musically. Living in a suburb, trying to kind of get out of it and go to the big city and kind of make it was a lot of the inspiration behind this album. And I have so many friends that now in LA, everybody's a transplant and just trying to be successful, which is really inspirational to what my song material is and all the lyrics that I write.
Okay, can you talk a little bit about the creative process behind Venice? How did that song all come about?
Well, Venice was written a couple years ago when I had my day job, which is really like a stressful day job. It was as a nurse and in an operating room. So that was very stressful coming to LA and having that new environment. And I just really loved, though, that I can just go to the beach and relax. And Venice was one of the beaches I loved and would go to relax with my friends and play guitar a little bit. So that was really the inspiration behind that song.
So just to get something straight, are you a registered nurse?
Yes.
So you went to school full through and everything, and you decided to turn your back on that and focus on music, or are you still doing the nursing?
I do both. I've always done both. So mm-hmm. I started music at a really young age, and of course everybody has their day job that they do during the day here, and so that's what I do.
Okay, you ever like catch yourself like thinking of a guitar riff or anything like that while you're in the hospital, or humming something or singing along or anything like that?
Definitely. I'm always looking, I'm always writing songs, I'm always humming things in my head, and melodies are always getting stuck in my head, so that's really anywhere I am, I'm kind of writing in a way.
Okay, so this was your first full-length album. What do you think you learned from this process that's going to help you moving forward?
I think that this album has really taught me a lot in terms of performance. I've definitely seen an improvement in my performance after the album and how to really, I guess, express emotions in a song vocally. And I guess in terms of guitar, it's kind of all the same. You play and it's studio work. You can always go back and edit. But in terms of vocals, you really have to be expressive when you're recording. And it's really taught me to perform that way. Because in the past, I've been less expressive than I am now. So it's really helped me in that aspect.
Are you looking forward to possibly touring and showing people what you can do in a live venue?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm playing a bunch of shows now, me and my band, and definitely look forward to a tour soon.
Okay, the way music is now, it's so different from when, you know, Smashing Pumpkins, you know, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness came out. We'd listen to, like, you know, the whole 25, 26 songs, one by one. It's not like that anymore. People cherry pick off iTunes and whatnot. If somebody went on iTunes and they saw your album and they had to cherry pick, what song do you think that they should pick? I know it's kind of hard because they're all your babies.
I know, exactly. Like, all my songs to me are like, I guess you can say, they're like children and you love all of them the same and you don't really have any favorites. So, but I guess there are certain songs that do convey more of a message than others. And I think that some of the singles would definitely be Venice, This Way, and a few of maybe I Didn't Mean To was a good one, just a fun song to download. So I would recommend those three for sure.
Okay, looking inward, what do you think that you have to do as far as, you know, your guitar playing, your singing, your creative process to get you to the point where you want to be musically?
Well, yeah, this is a lot of the conversation me, my producer, me, and my PR have been discussing, just to play out more and just getting my music out there and reaching more people, writing as much as I can update-wise on my website, really keeping people involved in my music. So that's where I am right now.
Okay. Yeah. Earlier you told us some of your favorites growing up, but what are some guilty pleasures on your iPod? What are some of those songs that you like that people would not expect by listening to you?
What I like, well, I'm a really, really big Hanson fan. I have that on my iPod. Yeah, like that first CD, the Hanson CD, yeah. Middle of Nowhere, really great CD.
Yep.
And no one would expect that because I'm so, like, you know, I exude this 90s rock and roll vibe, but I also really love pop music, and that was a great CD.
Yeah, it is. It's absolutely a great CD. Great. Is there anything else that you want to tell people that haven't listened to you yet to kind of, how do you want people to, you know, experience your music?
Well, I guess I could just say that my songs are really about growing up in real life and a lot of personal experience that, but are universal to everybody. And so if you really have some time, definitely download my album and you'll get more of that. And I have a copy album. Get it on iTunes.